Welcome to the Home Church Podcast. My name's Kenny, and I serve as the lead pastor here at Home Church, and we gather in Maiden, North Carolina. We're so glad you tuned in to today's episode, and we hope that this episode will help encourage you and inspire you as you continue to follow Jesus step by step. All right, so the next 45 minutes, I'm gonna give you two concepts here that I think are gonna help you navigate some of these things, all right? So concept number one is this. And by the way, the things I'm going to teach, some of them are original. Some of them are things I've learned along the way. Some of them are concepts that exist out there that I've adapted in my own ways. So I want to share a few of these things with you. And so around the idea that to do what only you can do, to lead yourself well, I want to ask you this question. What are the things that you can control? What are the things that you can control? We saw rain this morning, right? Anybody speak and make that happen for us? Was that you? Please stop that. I'm tired of rain. I need my backyard to dry up. That sun came up this morning. Any of you responsible for that? Oh, okay. Unfortunately, there's going to be someone in this earth, maybe even someone you know specifically, who will take their last breath in the next 48 hours. You can do anything about that? No? Probably in the same 48 hours, someone you know, you're going to see it, is going to give birth. You responsible for that? Because if you are, you should probably be at the hospital. Here's my point. In this life, there are so many things that we try to control that we have no control over. And it manages and messes up much of our life. And this is one of the primary sins of leadership, even in our own leadership, in our own life. We get so caught up trying to manage and handle everything that we're not effective at anything. So here's what I want to share with you, this concept, that there are four things in this world that you can control. There's many things you can't. You can't control the weather. You can't control what someone else says or does. You can't control what I'm going to say or do over these next few moments, right? But there are four things that you can, and not only can, I submit to you that you can and you must do to control, okay? There aren't many, but I think there are four. So I'm gonna share them with you really quickly. There are four things that you must control. I call it control the controllables. Now, there's some of you guys who work in operations and like this idea, like you get it, because you're like, okay, there's some things we can't, but the things we can't control, we gotta control. I wanna teach you this for yourself, all right? So number one is this. The first thing that you can and you must control is your preparation. Your preparation. Man, I woke up this morning and I had no idea that it was gonna rain. If I were actually prepared last night before I went to bed, I would have looked at the weather. I would have known that it was gonna rain this morning and I would have prepared myself with a rain jacket or an umbrella and I would have gotten out there and I wouldn't have got my shirt wet, my hair messed up. See, I can't control the weather. I can't control the weather, but I can control how I prepare for it. Let me take it a step further. You can't control what's going to happen in your day, but you can control how you prepare to get ready for it. That big meeting that you've got with your boss that you're trying to maybe share an idea or a concept. You can't control how they're going to receive it, but you can control how you prepare to share it, right? Everybody understand that idea? Preparation is so critical. In fact, I would go as far as to say this. A lot of people are like, yeah, well, if all I do is plan, then how is anything going to be fun? I would submit to you this. The greatest way to experience spontaneity is to be prepared because it gives you freedom to be spontaneous. When things are prepared, you can come off the plan. But if you got nothing planned, well, guess what? You plan to fail. That's what John Maxwell says, right? So the first thing that we can and must control is our preparation. Ask yourself right now, what does that look like for you? What are things that you have to do a better job of preparing for? I'll give you an example. My youngest son, Josiah, he is very much strong-headed, and his willpower is strong, and he's in a little bit of a defiant stage. And I am not good with that, honestly. He and I kind of are butting heads. And so every time I know I'm about to have a little bit of a confrontation with Josiah, I'm having Katie's like words ringing in my ears, which is the more you fight, the more you'll lose. And so as I go into conflict with Josiah, I'm preparing myself to try to talk him down rather than ramp it up. Right. So that's just one small little area that I know in my own leadership, I'm trying to be better prepared in, right? What does it look like for you to be better prepared? The second thing that you can and you must control is this, because you can't control what things are gonna happen to you, you can prepare, but you have to learn to control how you respond. Your response. Many of us, this is where things get off the rails. How many of you deal with difficult people in your day-to-day life? Raise your hand, okay? And if you're married, it's not, okay, we're not meeting. We're not talking about that. Yeah, we all deal with difficult people. We all deal with difficult situations and circumstances, right? There are things that are gonna happen to us in our day, and whether it be bad news or whether it be our jobs, responsibilities are shifting without our knowledge and our warning. Maybe some things are falling in your plate in the way of like family responsibilities and things are shifting. You cannot control all those things, but how you respond, you can control. And let me just tell you, leading yourself, learning how to respond well is game-changing. Men, let me just go ahead and tell you this. Men, when we can learn how to control how we respond, and by the way, it's not just with our words, it's with our body language. Learning how to respond is game-changing, okay? The third thing that you not only can, but you must learn to control is your attitude. Your attitude. Attitude is simply all about perspective, right? Our attitude is, because when things are going good, our attitude's great. We're like sunshine and rainbows and, you know, unicorns and all that stuff. And it's like the best day in the world and hallelujah, praise the Lord, like all that good stuff, right? We got a good attitude when things are going good. But when things don't go good, did you know you can still control your attitude? Because your attitude is all about your perspective. I shared this with our church a few weeks ago. I'll share it with you. That if you breathe another breath after the one you take right now, it is gravy, because you weren't promised it. Everything you have is a gift. And man, when you can start with the fact that you came into this world with nothing, and everything that you've gotten from that point forward has been the blessing and the favor of God and his love poured out, manifest through people in this world, how could we not at least have a little bit of the perspective of, oh my gosh, I've got it pretty made. Now, I won't discount that difficult days come. I won't discount that at all. We for sure have hard days. We've all been disappointed. We've all experienced loss. We've all had things that didn't go our way and were difficult to accept, believe, comprehend, move on from. Not dismissing that at all. And I'm not necessarily saying that all we can ever do is be excited about, man, somebody just like let their dog take a crap in my yard, man. It's only gonna help it grow better. Like, that's not what I'm saying. Okay, that's not what I'm saying. But I am saying how we handle ourselves and our attitude, it really does change things. And the last thing is simply this. The fourth thing that not only we can, but we must learn to control is our communication. Now, a little later in this series, I'm gonna do an entire talk around communication that I think it is really, it's revolutionary, and it's going to be really, really helpful for you. And so we'll come back to this one to talk more in depth, but let me just say this. The way that we communicate, we absolutely can control. Now, some of y'all got a mouth on you, I know. Some of y'all, like, somebody says something, you just run off at the mouth. Like, you got something to say, somebody looks at you wrong, and you just, it's on, right? Josiah pulls that out of me, man. He just gives me a look and stomps that foot, and I'm ready. I'm getting after it, right? But how I communicate is my responsibility, and I can control it. When things aren't going so great, and we have to have difficult conversations, how you communicate, what you say, how you say it, you can control it. And a lot of us will fall behind this idea of, well, I've got emotions, and emotions are natural and human, and I can't control those. You're 100% right. You can't. You will be sad at times, and you can't control that. You will be angry at times. You can't control that. You will be happy for reasons, and you can't control that. You will be depressed at times, and you can't control that. But what you can control is how you communicate, right? How you communicate. We're going to spend a lot of time on another session talking about very leaning into a lot to communication, okay? But let me just say this. Communication is not just what you say. Communication is also what you do. Communication is also not what you say and also what you don't do. So I'm going to just jump ahead to that communication training and tell you this. Everything you say and do and everything you don't say and do communicates something. And you can control it. Is it hard? Yeah. Man, is it so hard not to flip the guy off who's cutting you off in the middle of traffic and you want to yell at him and, you know, scream at him and throw up signs, gang signs and stuff, right? I mean, it's hard. I'm not saying it's easy, but you can control it. So I want you to take a moment and consider this. If those four areas are things that you can and must control, I want you to write down the one that you know has you mastered right now, that you need to be really strategic and intentional and focused on trying to master it. What's the one that is kicking your tail? And you knew it. The moment I mentioned it, you're like, oh my gosh, that was me. I'm going to melt. I know that was me. Write it down, circle it, star it. And man, over these next couple of days and weeks, may that word be the meditation of your heart to the Lord and asking him to transform you, to transform you. God, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know how to change my behavior. I don't know how to think differently in this area. I don't know what to do. God, you're going to have to transform me in this area. What is it? Circle it, underline it, highlight it, tattoo it on your forehead. I don't know, but get after it, right?
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If there's anything that we can do to serve you or come alongside of you in your journey, please reach out. You can reach us at hello@myhomechurch.cc.